The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Right and stand up to what's wrong. We must take America back, now and forever, with God in his rightful place. Then he will bless and protect the U.S. We must take.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, the 7th. There I go, wishing your life away. The 7th day of November, 2018. And you may have heard Jeff Sessions. He resigned. Well, he quit. Well, he kind of got fired and quit. Well, he was... No. He was requested to quit, and rather than being fired, he resigned. Hallelujah. Now, maybe we can move on with the Hillary Clinton criminal cabal, her and her hubby, everybody associated with that. Maybe we can. But it was rather interesting. I watched Trump's a 90-minute press conference at the White House. 90 minutes. And, of course, he fielded questions from the personages from the various news agencies. And what I found rather fascinating, this Jim Acosta character, Acosta is probably the proper term with this guy, because the person that hands the microphone, grabs it from one reporter's hand and hands it to another, Jim Acosta, he wasn't done accosting the president. So she moved over. The president said, okay, we're moving on. That's it, Jim. You're done. And she went to grab the microphone, and there was a little tussle there. And what does Jim Acosta do? He pushes her. Man, I'd have White House security there going, I want this guy arrested for assault. And it's, you know, the questions were, you know, how do we all sing kumbaya here? How do we come together as a country? And Trump's response to this was, you got to stop doing in the media what you guys have been doing. He said, I could do something absolutely great, and you guys would find fault with it. And he says, that's why I keep referring to you as being fake news, because it's your spin. Well, and there was also, this one didn't pop up. I had to reboot my computer. And it was very fascinating from MSN News that they had PBS. There was a black woman from PBS that toward the end of this press conference, she wanted to ask a question about his, you know, do you adhere to the white nationalist? He goes, wait a minute. Why are you throwing a racist comment? Shoved it right back in her face. And this PBS, isn't that public broadcasting, Mike? PBS, don't they get funding from the government? Well, there's one group I'd defund right away. Save a little bit of that money to build the wall. What do you think? Well, President Trump forced out Attorney Jeff Sessions on Wednesday and replaced him with a loyalist who will now take charge of the special counsel investigation into Russia's election interference. Now, this is a Reuters story, so notice the innuendo in the story here. A defiant move just a day after the midterm election loss. This wasn't defiant. Jeff Sessions, let's keep our fact and our history straight here. Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Mueller investigation. That's the attorney general saying, I'm not going to interfere, I'm not going to do anything, I'm not going to intercede if these guys, you know, hell, if they turn themselves into a hit squad. They go in and question somebody and say, well, those answers aren't good enough, I'll just pull out a gun and blow your head off. That's to the extreme, but you get my point. And I said this, that Trump was not going to do anything with the attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, until after the midterm. Lo and behold, midterm was yesterday, and Trump didn't even call him up to fire him. He had to wait. He had the chief of staff, Kelly, call Sessions and said, quit or get fired. So Sessions quit. Now, didn't he give up a senator's seat from Alabama to take this position as the attorney general? What's he going to do now? My little flop-eared friend, the gutless wonder, the guy that is the law of the law, and he plays pansy. 2 years, 2 years, the Russia investigation was going on, and they turned up nothing. Now, I've made the off-handed comment that the FBI couldn't find their backside with both hands in a lighted room. And evidently, Mueller, he's got the same problem. Now, this was a perfect demonstration. And Trump being Trump, he didn't waste the opportunity. This is a perfect example of FBI playing politics. That is apparent. There is absolutely no question about this. John Brennan, ex-CIA head. He was playing politics as well.
And he was playing politics so bad that after he's working for NBC. I am just absolutely flabbergasted. So the questions were, how do we sing Kumbaya? How do we come together? Well, Trump still has veto power. There's been seats added to the Senate, Republican seats. The House? Well, the House is now dominated by the Democrat critters, but some people have said, you know, that's not so bad. To the point that if they didn't pass another bill coming out of there, couldn't agree on the bills coming out of Congress to be sent to the Senate and then on to the president, no big deal. We have enough existing laws on the books. Oh, you mean we have to pass a funding bill for the wall? Well, I'll tell you what. We can have the special forces guys intercept some drugs coming in from Mexico. No, that's right. That's what Ronald Reagan did. We wouldn't want to duplicate that. But the funding for the wall is necessary. It is a message to be sent. All kinds of stuff going on here, folks. At any rate, let me continue here. Mr. Sessions delivered his resignation letter to the White House at the request of the president. Mr. Trump tapped Matthew Whitaker, Mr. Sessions' chief of staff, as acting attorney general. In that capacity, Whitaker assumes control of the Russia investigation, raising questions about the future of the inquiry led by special counsel Robert S. Mueller III. Whitaker has previously questioned the scope of the investigation in a column for CNN last year. Whitaker wrote that Mr. Mueller would be going too far if he examined the Trump's family finances. And that's what was also brought up at this press conference today. This would raise serious concerns that the special counsel's investigation was a mere witch hunt. And folks, let me stop and digress here, because look at it this way. Let me give you an analogy. You're driving down said public highway in your properly licensed car and you get pulled over. And the cop comes up and demands to see your motoring papers, your registration, your driver's license, your proof of insurance, the proof of the cologne you're wearing. Now, again, being facetious, sorry. And after he checks all that out, he's still on his fishing expedition to, you know, up the investigation, the roadside investigation. And then I ask you, do you have any guns or drugs? Well, no. Well, do you mind if I look? Uh-oh. This is what they have been doing. This is what Mueller has been doing. Fishing, 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 fishing until he gets a nibble, until he gets a bite. 2 years, folks. 2 stinking years. And somebody made a pretty good observation here. You've seen how the Democrats just pile all over this thing. You saw Democrats, I wouldn't call them blue dog Democrats, but what I would call them is, I don't know who these communists are in the Democrat Party, and I want to separate myself a little bit. I want to distance myself a little bit from them. Well, if they would have taken that 2 years building a coalition, quite possibly they could have taken the Senate as well. Just an observation. Mr. Whitaker wrote, echoing the president's derisive description of the investigation. I mean, I told you, it's posted on MSN and it's Reuters, so bear with it. Until now, the investigation has been overseen by Rod J. Rosenstein. And I'm sure he's being greased right now to be slid out the door as we speak. The deputy attorney general, because Mr. Sessions recused himself, citing his active role in Mr. Trump's 2016 campaign. He didn't want to appear partisan. Because Mr. Whitaker has expressed opinions about the investigation, Justice Department ethics advisors may be asked to weigh whether he should also recuse himself. So the Mueller, let me look under every rock to see if I can find anything at all, hand it to the enemy of the people, the press, and let's see if we can carry this on for the balance of Donald Trump's presidency. That's my take. And if that happened, Mr. Rosenstein would continue to oversee the special counsel. No. He needs to go as well. Now, Mr. Whitaker had no plans to make any immediate public comments about Mr. Mueller, an administration official said. Now, the ouster of Mr. Sessions came just a day after midterm elections, just as I predicted months ago, then handed control of the House to Democrats, dealing a major blow to Mr. Trump and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, here's the color in the story. Yeah, I thought the story was about Mr. Sessions being asked to resign. But no, we've got to go into the color here. Journalism? They call this journalism? This is called yellow journalism. The inferences, the little things that are designed to click your memory and go, oh, yeah, that. And why you're supposed to be reading a story about Mr. Sessions and him basically being asked to resign. But, the White House Democrats have made it clear that they plan to use the subpoena power that will come with a majority to reopen the lower chamber's own investigation into the Russian matter. They're not going to quit. They are not going to stop with this. Now, and let me stop and digress here, because here's another thought. These people that came up and lied about Trump, or these people that told blatant lies about this Ford Blasey thing, including Blasey herself, the dizzy CIA acting jack. Folks, if you're sworn in to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, they drop so help you God stuff out because they want to be godless. Whoever our, you know, supreme entity is. But these people take a sworn oath. There's people that submitted stuff. Is this true and correct? Blah, blah, blah. I think what needs to happen now, people that come up and give false testimony should be charged. Do you think that might slow the roll of the liars out there? Now, the issue that Trump brought up, the question was made about Facebook. I wish I could play the whole damn thing. It was quite highly entertaining. Well, I mean, is there going to be government regulation over Facebook? And Trump said, wait a minute, isn't there a free speech issue here? And he's exactly right. Now, I must point out that by Trump shoving that racist comment back in that black woman's face from PBS, you know, I don't want to go down this road. A point counterpoint. Racist remark versus racist. Well, we've just got to reformat everything. This is what's considered racist, and we're going to make everything more politically correct. That's where I see the danger there. The people that are masterminding this stuff, all the plausible areas that this might go into, there are some heavy hitters sitting behind the scenes. And I would probably say top-notch lawyers. Crafting the path in which this takes. Okay, if this is mentioned, this is what you do. If this is brought up, that's what you say. I'm not referring to Trump here. I'm referring to the agenda. Impeach Trump. Okay, we need to impeach this person. We need to impeach him. What? Blocking illegal aliens from trying to crash our border is not racism. The commercial, I don't know if you folks had seen it. Here was an illegal alien who was charged with killing two cops, and this clown says in court, after he's sentenced, he said, it's too bad I could only kill two of them, and he was laughing and smiling. Fox News would not let that ad run on Fox News Network. Wait a minute here. Why not? I thought you guys were supposed to be the good guys. Oh, but maybe it's too inflammatory. Excuse me, folks, the modern-day Rome is burning to the ground. I'll take that chance.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
I had to open this on another computer. What's the woman's name? It's some weird... It's PBS NewsHour. This is their television program from the TV side of PBS, not the radio side. Can you expand it out? Does it have a name there? Okay, just run the clip.
Hi, Mr. President. Yemi Shelsender with PBS NewsHour. On the campaign trail, you called yourself a nationalist. Some people saw that as emboldening white nationalists. Now people are also saying
that
the president...
That's such a racist question.
There are some people that say that now the Republican Party is seen as supporting white nationalists because of your rhetoric. What do you make of that?
I don't believe it. I don't know. Why do I have my highest poll numbers ever with African Americans? Why do I have among the highest poll numbers with African Americans? I mean, why do I have my highest poll numbers? That's such a racist question. Honestly... I mean, I know you have it written down and you're going to tell me. Let me tell you, it's a racist question.
And Mr. President, I
love it. You know what the word is? I love our country. I do. You have nationalists. You have globalists. I also love the world. And I don't mind helping the world. But we have to straighten out our country first. We have a lot of problems.
And Miss...
Excuse me. But to say that, what you said, is so insulting to me. It's a very terrible thing that you said.
Well, let me get shoved it right back in her face. You see how they twisted that? Well, you know, you said you were a nationalist. Well, do you identify yourself as being a white nationalist? Excuse me? A white nationalist? That's racism. And he shoved it right back in her face. We'll open up the phone lines because I know yesterday Steve Elkins said to me, he said, you know, I listened to the first hour of your show yesterday. And I go, yeah. And he says, it was very interesting. He said, I felt like I had to call in to rescue you, is the term that he used. Well, I don't need to rescue after doing this for 26 years. But it was the first time that I'm sitting there and I'm going, I don't know what to cover next. I don't know what to say. The numbers were down because a lot of people were out there voting. And speaking of which, this is rather fascinating that down here in Texas, with most states, I don't know about California, but you have to be a citizen of the United States, okay? And yeah, I know the argument there, citizen of the United States, 14th Amendment and all that other stuff, but that's how they set this up now, and you got to be a citizen in order to vote. You have to be a citizen of the United States in order to vote. Well, down here in Texas, did you post that up? I don't see it here, Mike. One, two, three, four, five. There we go. There was somebody that went in, and I think they were from... Oh, Veritas, that's right. Project Veritas. They went into some of these voting places and they kind of set them up a little bit here. If you got a driver's license, you know, an ID, well, then you can vote. Wait a minute. If you're DACA, you don't get to automatically vote. You've got to be a citizen of the country. I don't care what. I don't even know, Mike, if that even applies to green card holders. But if you're one of these DACA people, guess what? You don't get to vote in our elections. Well, evidently it was so bad here in Texas, one of these people running the voting outlets said, the question was asked, you know, do you have a lot of DACA people coming in here? Tons. Tons. So even that said, Mr. Beto, which... in his concession speech, dropped the F-bomb. He said, you effing people are great. Just hang in there. And that's the guy that wanted to go to the U.S. Senate? The guy that his wife's dad is probably richer than Donald Trump is. You know, but he was just some old good old boy, new Democrat-style communist from El Paso. Not that I'm really enthused, folks. Don't get me wrong. Ted Cruz. I wouldn't turn my back on this guy at any given point. I just would not. He's another one of these slicky politicians that for some reason, they just keep wanting to seek out office and then take their charismatic personality and their slick way of doing things and just get in there for self-enrichment and to see how many people they can screw, I guess. From Project Veritas, non-citizens voting in Texas, here's what they discovered. And this is in Travis County. Now, here's the deal here. Non-citizens voting in Texas, by law, only U.S. citizens can vote. Texas Election Code 63.012. Texas Election Code makes it illegal for a poll worker to permit an ineligible voter to vote. We'll run this right after the bottom of the hour break, folks. 800-313-9443. Are you awake out there?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Illegal voting? And this is what Project Veritas has turned up.
Excuse me, I had a question for you. So let's just say my boyfriend was a dreamer, but he's registered to vote. He just needs his ID, right?
That's it.
So as long as he's registered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just ask you a question? I went back and we went and grabbed his driver's license. He's saying something about how some people are questioning whether it's legal since he's not a citizen, but he was able to register.
If he has his ID, that's all he needs. If he's registered.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't matter that he's not a citizen.
No.
Right.
No. If he's registered, he has a... Honey, it might not be that he's registered. If he's giving you all this trouble, it may not be that he's registered.
No, he is registered. We should be able to show you that. He's got it with him. We ran home and grabbed his driver's license because he's a DACA recipient, so he was able to get a driver's license. Yeah, he's saying he saw some mess on the internet saying that it's not legal for him to vote since he's not a citizen. Someone said on the internet, I don't know.
Don't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
No.
We have dreamers voting, right?
If he has a voter registration card, he's registered to vote.
Right.
He has an ID. Driver's license.
Right.
Okay. Texas ID.
Yeah.
Or a passport.
Right.
Bring it up here. That's his ID. Show it to them. And then he can vote.
Okay. Pam, I just had a question because my...
Mike, turn this up a little bit.
Out in the car. Yeah. And he's just really nervous because he's a DACA recipient. He was able to register, though.
He's trying to see if he's in the system.
Well, no, he is in the system.
Okay.
But he knows that, like, I don't know, there's, like, an issue with DACA people voting.
Tell him, no, we had a lot of them.
Got a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
From the early voter, we had tons of
them. Tons of DACA voters.
Thank you.
Okay.
Get him, bring
all right, we'll do. He just needs his ID, right?
That's it.
All right. And it doesn't matter that he's missing. Okay.
It doesn't matter if he's a citizen or not. Hello? Now, I'm going to make a suggestion here. Is this not voter fraud? These people that were running these voter places, giving people information. Oh, no, no, if he's got a Texas ID... Oh, no, if he's a dreamer, he can still vote. All he needs is a passport. If you're from Guatemala and you showed him a passport, does that give you the right to vote in a U.S. election? Now, here's the thing. How many DACA people in this country voted? And would the House of Representatives really have picked up that many Democrats? There's the question. If they can't vote legally, then their vote cannot be taken and it has to be discounted. Call me crazy, but there's all sorts of laws being broken here. You know, these poor people trying to get into the country and crashing country's borders, they're not bad people, and they should be let in. No, they shouldn't. Go to a port of entry, ask for the paperwork. You don't get to come in. You get to fill out the paperwork for the proper channels of getting citizenship in this country. Period. Even with a fixed vote, well, Mr. Beto O'Rourke, phony of all time. He's worse than Cruz. But even with the fixed vote in Texas, they couldn't pull off a win for old Beto. If the vote mattered, people, if it really did matter, they wouldn't allow us to vote. You know, what happened to the electronic switching of the vote stuff? Did they fix that? Because I didn't hear one utterance of this. How many Democrats would actually been, quote-unquote, elected if the vote wasn't being tampered with? And, you know, this is serious felony time. These people at these voting districts... If they're giving information out to people that is wrong and allowing them to vote, guess what? I think they can be charged with felony. See, this is what I was getting at last week, and I guess I didn't bring this across properly. That in any given instance, when something is against the law, boom, you whack it, you challenge it, you stop it. Is the call-in number. This is live programming, and it is participatory. And if I ain't got any participants, I'll just run a rerun like I did for the last hour yesterday. Did anybody notice, Mike? You had callers in that second hour, didn't you? Non-citizens voting in Texas. We got the new style communist Democrat in this country. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez shocked political observers in June after defeating a 10-term incumbent congressman, Joe Crowley, a Democrat out of New York, in the Democratic primary for New York's 14th district by nearly 14 points. The 29-year-old, self-described socialist, who has become known as the Sarah Palin of the left, has used her new national voice to stump for left-wing challengers to establishment Democrats in primaries across the country. As the fresh face of progressive left heads to Washington, here's a look back at some of the Congresswoman-elect's hot-button statements made in media appearance along the campaign trail. Capitalism in the crosshairs, unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs, said Ocasio-Cortez in an interview on PBS on the firing line with Margaret Hoover in July. When pressed on why the unemployment rate was so low in the capitalist system, unemployment is low because people are working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and they can barely feed their kids. She continued to argue the days of capitalism are numbered. Now, the revolution is going on here, folks. These are the sock puppets. These are the faces of the new democracy. She says, and so I do think that right now we have this no-hold-barred Wild West hyper-capitalism. What that means is profit at any cost. Capitalism has not always existed in the world, and it will not always exist in the world. When this country started, we were not a capitalist nation. We did not operate on a capitalist economy. Backpedaling on Israel. In the same interview, Cortez also referred to the situation in Palestine as an occupation by Israel. Well, refreshing. The socialist tells the truth. When Hoover asked Cortez to clarify her position after pointing out the term occupation was controversial, Cortez, who graduated with a bachelor's degree in economics and international relations from Boston University, struggled to explain her comment. She said, I'm not an expert on geopolitics on this issue. You know, for me, I'm a firm believer in finding a two-state solution on the issue. Well, you better hurry up, because the Palestinians are hanging on to about 5% of what's left that used to be their country. Let's stop here and go to the phones. After asking, I don't want to let people hang on. Laura in Michigan, go ahead.
Hi, John.
Hello.
I want to remind you about Ted Cruz. He's not pro-American. He was at a meeting and said, if you're not for Israel, you're not with me. So he's any better than Beto.
Well, maybe we can invite Mr. Cruz to go to Israel or go to hell, whichever comes first.
Also, I woke up this morning to a nightmare in Michigan. We got a Democrat woman governor, a black lieutenant governor, and a woman attorney general, Democrat.
And the value of pointing out the lieutenant governor is black is for what reason?
Just because he's a Democrat, black Democrat.
Okay. All right.
Just describing him.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, no. We got to be political. Hold on, Laura. Here's the new political correctness. We've got to identify the white Democrats versus the black Democrats now. So we got to include that so we don't appear to be racially motivated. Anything else, Laura?
No, I just wanted to tell you the nightmare here in Michigan. Although we kept the state house, is still Republican. Hopefully they can overcome these Democratic women.
Well, and it's also the unions, which always go Democrat. It's always the people that destroyed Detroit. It's always about the Democrats. And Laura, the stupidity of people that keep voting for the Democrats, the know-nothing, do-nothings. They sound good. They look good. They got quippy little lines, and I'm just going to keep voting for them until we're totally underwater, until the ship totally sinks. Is beyond my comprehension.
Yeah. Another thing was, a few months ago, they put in new machines in Michigan. And the thing was, all the totals from every precinct was going to go on a smart card. I said, right then, that day, we're in trouble. This stuff's all going on a smart card.
Well, the new machines that they brought in, they don't happen to give you a receipt when you cast your vote, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. Can't have that. I'll tell you what. I'd be filing lawsuits right now. And I don't give a damn. I don't give a tinker's damn. If this election was held up to go through these votes, who voted, who was actually a citizen in this country or not a citizen. The Democrats worked overtime to invite everybody in to vote. And I think they would have actually got more of Congress and more of the Senate if they wouldn't have been arguing the stupid argument about Donald Trump and the Russian collusion. That sucked the air out of the room. And the only people that operated in that vacuum were the people that brought in their own oxygen tanks. They're going to keep this crap going.
Yeah.
All right. Laura, thank you for your call, dear. I appreciate it.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, I feel sorry for Michigan. It looks like I got out of Michigan just in time, just as Steve Elkins got out of California just in time.
Upset. He said, I'll just give it 10 years, and Michigan will look just like California. Needles and feces on the ground.
I'm telling you, Laura, I am almost any more lost for words because we've never experienced a communist revolution in this country.
Right.
We are witnessing it now. And people don't know what to do about it. What do we do with these people? Arrest them in the middle of the night, handcuff them, and ship them out of the country under, let me see, what was that thing that Kavanaugh made possible for George Bush Jr.? Oh, that's right. The Appropriations Act that we can make you disappear if we just call you a terrorist. There is very interesting days ahead. I thank you for your call, Laura. John in Northern Michigan. Hello, John.
I'm doing good, John. I just wanted to add to your last callers that with the lady that became our governor. She also wants to turn Michigan to a sanctuary state.
Holy.
Yeah. So that's one. And then, of course, we still have Debbie Stabenow. There was a black guy in Detroit running against her. And, of course, she probably, things were probably fixed here as far as the voting machines go. I did hear about something in New York where a police officer who works for ICE saw all these illegals voting at the precinct he was at. So there is the chance, big chance. I mean, according to James McCanney, 25 million votes for Hillary were fraudulent election for president.
Oh, so you mean it just wasn't the Electoral College vote. It might have also been the popular vote as well?
Well, according to his research, I think you know who James McCanney is. He's a professor out of Florida. But he does have a website, and it might be interesting to get his input on this. And also, the lady that has blackboxvoting.org or .com, I forget her name, but she probably would be able to give you some insight, too, as to what she has found out with this voting.
John, you know what?
Yeah.
With all this crap that the Democrats pulled with Trump and this Russia investigation, with the help of ex-FBI people, I think what should happen here, the tables have now turned. We need to jam this down their throats. Having illegals in this country, and here's my question to you. If this police officer was at one of these voting precincts and saw the law being broken, why did he not take action?
Well, that thought came to me too, and it's but that's New York, so who knows what would be the follow up on that.
Well, I'm sorry, is there a vacuum in New York that they don't have to follow the law, or are they like California now?
Well, according to Cuomo, You know, if you want to own guns, you can leave the state. So it's just really sad that, and hopefully this will be taken care of. Trump hasn't, he only has, what, approximately 25% of his administration in place after 2 years. And so the first thing he did was get rid of Sessions. That was a great move. So I'm sure that he has a whole lot more planned that, especially with this group coming down from Mexico, that'll be the next big thing that will really turn this country into a division.
Well,
what happens there.
Okay, and you know what? I don't care if people, whatever tribe, screams that, oh, we're not being treated with love and compassion. No, if you're breaking the law, I'm going to love you to death, but I'm still going to put the cuffs on you and put you in jail.
I'll hold on, if I may, for one more
comment. All right, hang on. Take the break here. 800-313-9443.
No reason to get excited!
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're back. John, go ahead.
Yes, two quick things. One other thing that happened in Michigan, as we now have a marijuana legal for recreational purposes, that's a biggie, I guess, to maintain things.
Oh, boy.
On its normal path.
Now, yep. What are they going to do when they pull over a driver that they suspect is high on marijuana? Where are the rules and regulations going to come from, and how is the testing going to be done? Because that's up next.
Well, I'm sure that Colorado and California have been a great resource for that direction to take.
Well, I don't California. I don't know so much about pot. I think these guys are all on LSD. They're operating in a different zone.
Yep, I agree with you. And one other thing with the border issue, I've got my 3.5-year-old granddaughter telling me that she has to get in the room. Okay, you go in there. Thank you. Anyways. I've heard an investigator that's gone over the border and has talked with the people close to the border there, and the comment came up about having the protection of the military down there, but everything that they have up in the wall itself too is about 150 yards from the border, from the edge of the border. So once they step 1 foot in the border, according to the policies we have in place right now, they can, we're really not allowed to deal with them as illegals.
Yeah. And all they have to do is speak the word asylum, and they've got to run them through the process. They've got to bring them in, run them through the process, hand them a little citation that says you've got to appear in court and you will be notified in a year or two or maybe 20 or maybe never. Yeah,
But having that border wall not on the border gives them that first step into the country, and that's definitely it has to do with the policies that were established before Trump, and hopefully he uses his executive power to call for an emergency and eliminate Obama's emergency that he called a month before he left office, and that's affecting a lot of what can be done, and we just need one of those executive orders.
Either we have the right to keep illegals out of this country, we have a country with a sovereign country has borders, or we don't.
Well, the treaty that Bush Jr. signed in March of 2005 with the president of Mexico and the premier of Canada, North American Union, eliminated borders. So that's never even brought up. And I don't know if that's – they're still building infrastructure to handle the treaties destination. They're building a bridge in Detroit for that, and I think much of the infrastructure that's being put in place is part of that treaty, and that's never really brought up anymore.
You know, this would affect the seaside property owners with the nice views, but what if we did what China did and just build a great wall around this entire damn country?
Well, I think they're doing that with 5G right now.
By the way, Paul Preston, I'm going to have him on the program tomorrow for 2 hours, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things, including that new 5G that funds $25 million, by the way. It was commissioned to do a study on the 5G, possible cancer. They looked at the study and said, we're going to ignore this.
Oh, well, that's why they have cancer wings on hospitals.
There you go. And if thou protest this too much, we also have the crazy ward as well.
No, that's a good place to be.
Thank you, John.
God bless.
I appreciate it. All right, top of the hour break here. Helen, Wally, Roxanne, and others. It's going to be a jam-packed show, folks. Get in queue.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.